This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Paul, I'm just thinking, our students are finding their practical training in centre.
Okay, so he gets an awful lot of knowledge that will be ploughed into him for that week and every week that he comes in. The job is very, very demanding. You know, it's not just something that you can walk into and just pick up a couple of tools and get on with it. It takes a lot of thought. It takes a lot of practice. But the point is, every time that the week ends up, they all walk away smiling because they know that they've had a wonderful week and they always look forward to coming back for the next one.
And okay. How easy is for students to combine their practical training and studying from home with their family commitments?
Some of them find that okay. I think what they do find sometimes is the actual time off to come into the centre, which is a bit of an issue, because if you think that they're coming in for, say, 6 weeks, or even some of them are doing 11 weeks, you think that that's going to spread over probably 2 years. It means that every week's holiday, if they're working, that they need to come into the centre. So sometimes they do say that the family does suffer because of this fact that they aren't going away anywhere.
Paul, what advice would you give to people who are thinking of pursuing a career in the plumbing engineering sector?
I think the main thing is to definitely read the books. That is one of the downfalls of some of them. Most of them are very, very keen. They're very enthusiastic. I know that we probably have an issue or a problem with, obviously, foreigners understanding the English language. I don't know if you do, if it's possible to do books in different languages. I know that some of them will sit there with dictionaries, you know, translating their language into English, which might slow them down a bit. But you can't fault them on their enthusiasm. It's just the actual application to read the chapters that are needed, and then when they come into the centre, they seem to know exactly what is asked for them on that particular topic.
What advice would you give to students and to people out there who are not sure whether to pursue a career in the plumbing industry?
Take the course, learn as much as you can. One of the big things about going into the plumbing business is dealing with customers outside, is to be smart, be polite to people, always turn up on time, do a good job, and I don't think you'll find that you'll ever be out of work.
That's fantastic. Paul, as a plumbing tutor at ATL Centre, what has been your most rewarding experience with students?
Seeing people go out of here after a week smiling. I think that their confidence has actually been boosted, which is what it's all about, really. Because we have moments where that they do go down a bit during the week and they realise that it's probably may have been a bit more than they can handle. But by the end of the week, with a bit of love and care from us, they walk out the door full of confidence and smiling.
That's very humbling. And do you keep in touch with some of the students after they qualify and become successful plumbers and electricians and trade qualifying people?
Sometimes, yeah, they will email us or phone us up to let them know what they're doing. Sometimes they phone us up if they got a few technical issues which we can help them out with, which we tell them that we're always there to give them a hand for the, you know, for little problems that they're going to come up against.
So there is a little bit of help and directions even after they finish the course.
Yeah, we get calls in all the time with people that we've got a few technical problems.
That's fantastic, Paul. It has been a great pleasure for joining us today. Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.